Good morning. It's Thursday, February 5th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the Morning News. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Pressure is growing on major U.S. companies as immigration enforcement reaches workplaces. Workers at Target and other Minnesota-based firms are urging management to speak out after ICE raids intensified under the Trump administration. The tensions escalated after two employees were detained inside a Target store near Minneapolis last month. More than 300 staff signed an internal letter calling on executives to provide clearer guidance and limit ICE access to company property. Target said it has shared safety resources and protocols with staff, but has not publicly commented on the arrests. Legal experts say companies face uncertainty over how much access they can restrict. The White House says some ICE agents will be withdrawn from Minneapolis, but protests and workplace concerns continue nationwide. Another news. President Trump says it's time to move on from Jeffrey Epstein, but the issue remains unresolved. The Justice Department says its review of millions of Epstein-related files is complete, with no grounds for new prosecutions. However, Congress is continuing its own inquiry, and former President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are expected to testify later this month. Trump denied wrongdoing and said nothing new implicated him, though his name appears thousands of times in the documents. Victims argue key records remain undisclosed and say flawed releases exposed survivors' identities. Democrats are demanding unredacted files, and future subpoenas could reignite political fallout ahead of the midterm elections. Around the world, Iran and the United States say nuclear talks are back on track after days of uncertainty. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi confirmed negotiations are scheduled for Friday in Muscat, Oman, with U.S. officials also confirming the talks. Confusion followed reports that disagreements over venue and agenda had nearly derailed the process. Washington insists discussions must go beyond nuclear issues, while Tehran says its missile program is off the table. Regional powers, including Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, reportedly lobbied to prevent a collapse in diplomacy. President Trump warned Iran's supreme leader should be very worried as U.S. military pressure continues, raising stakes ahead of the talks. Another news. Taiwan took center stage in a call between Presidents Xi Jinping and Donald Trump. Chinese state media said Xi urged Trump to be prudent with arms sales to Taiwan, calling it the most sensitive issue in U.S.-China relations. Trump described the call as long and productive, saying both leaders value stable ties. The U.S. remains Taiwan's biggest arms supplier and approved an $11 billion weapons package last year, drawing strong condemnation from Beijing. China insists Taiwan is its territory and has not ruled out the use of force. Taiwan's president later said relations with Washington remain strong, with cooperation continuing despite rising regional tensions. Another news. A deadly migrant boat collision has shocked Greece. 15 migrants died after their boat collided with a Greek Coast Guard vessel and capsized near the island of Chios. Authorities say the overcrowded boat ignored signals and had its navigation lights switched off. 14 bodies were recovered at sea, and one woman later died in hospital. 25 people survived, including children, though several remain in critical condition. Two pregnant women suffered miscarriages. The migrants were mostly Afghan nationals. Greece has ordered an investigation as scrutiny grows over maritime enforcement and migrant safety in the Aegean Sea. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.